Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Five. Margaret Gavin is in Cavan. What's happened, Margaret?
Hi, Joe. My African grey parrot escaped on Saturday night on me. Okay.
What's his name?
His name is Boise.
Boise. African grey parrot, and he escaped when?
On Saturday night.
Okay. And how long have you had him? How long have you got the parrot?
I've had him in a year and a half, Joe. But in that year and a half, it just seems like he's just part of me. He sits on my left-hand shoulder.
Yeah.
All the time when I'm there. I had a heart attack a few months ago, and I spent 4 months at home. And that bird was my lifeline. He's company. He speaks, yeah. He talks, oh, he dances, he sings.
And what does Boise say?
Boise says, hello. Yeah. He says, see you later. He says, hungry? I have chickens. I have chickens and he can... Chickens. I have dogs. He calls the dogs. Here, boy. Here, wow. Boy.
So when did you notice he was missing?
Oh... I opened the back door to take in the washing and forgot to close it. And I seen him flying by me. He just flew like a rocket.
And has he ever fled before?
On his previous owner, I tracked it back. Once he did. He was away for a week. But he was lucky enough to get him back.
Yeah.
Joe, I have done everything. I have put ads in the paper. I have flyers. I have Facebook. Anything you can think of, I have done. I have searched fields from 6 in the morning to 9 at night. I've had a man help me that he usually helps people find their lost animals, and he gave me an idea where the parrot might be an area to look in, you know. But it's like looking for a needle in a haystack because I'm covered in fields and trees.
And Margaret, have you any idea how far can an African parrot fly? Don't say African now. How far can he fly? An African grey.
He can fly as far as he wants to. Ah, okay. He's 22 years of age.
Oh, is he?
He's 22, yeah. He's not stupid.
And does he answer... Does he answer, just in case people see him, does he answer to his name?
Yes, he does.
I say, here, Boise.
Yeah, well, he look at you. He might growl at you, but he look at you and he listen. And he knows his name.
But he won't attack me.
It depends on how it's not really attacky, he'll be afraid of you. He's a good beak on him.
What is, if people see him in the garden, what do they feed him on to try and get him into a room?
A little piece of banana. He loves bananas or a nut. That's what people love.
Well, bananas, people love. So if you see Boise, grab a banana.
Yeah.
And try and get him into if you have a cage or whatever.
Yeah. The best way, Joe, to catch him is throw a towel over him and, you know, pick him up that way.
Okay. Okay. We'll put the word out. We'll put the photograph out, Margaret.
And, Joe, thank you so much. You would save my life.
Okay. Okay.
Some people it's probably stupid.
No,
but
it's
to me,
not. We found, and I know how close people are to their beautiful pets. Seriously. And you show great humanity there, Margaret. Don't be upsetting yourself. We'll do our absolute utmost, and we'll put it on Twitter, and we'll ask people to retweet it. So he disappeared from what part of Cavan are you in?
I've been Bornea.
Bornea.
Virginia. Bornea, Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully, Margaret. Now, put the word
out.
The word
out.
Okay.
Okay, Joe. Thank you for your time and God bless.
Thanks for contacting us. Okay, that's Margaret Gavin. Now.